بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تشرف فضل الشيخ عارف بالله شيخ اول الشيخ محمد اقتسم نور الله مرقده. هذا الكلام از مولانا سيد جاندار شاندار الله پاک بس توفیق to make عمل and listen with love and with intention of عمل. title ہے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کی. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کی. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے. زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے. جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق پانی حسن پانی پر. جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق پانی حسن پانی پر. فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب بجا اللہ والوں کے. فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب بجا اللہ والوں کے. تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت. تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت. کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر حال لاشوں کے. کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر حال لاشوں کے. جو اہل اللہ کے جوتوں سے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے. جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے. شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے. شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے. چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے عناد کی پذیرائی. چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے عناد کی پذیرائی. کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہے صحرا مزاروں کے. کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہے صحرا مزاروں کے. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں. مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آ
ہے ایسے رازوں کے مگر کچھ اہل دیہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا ہے رتبے ان کے شاہبازوں کے وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا ہے رتبے ان کے شاہبازوں کے اور یہ سب محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفیٰ This very beautiful poem, great advices of our very honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, as our honorable illustrious Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahab Mazzadullah Ali explains, that where can we do justice to understanding these poems? These are actually the talks of the crevices of the heart of Hazrat. So in a useless servant like me, in my broken way, we'll just try and just translate briefly what Allah Ta'ala's wazal in our Hazrat's tawajju, inshallah. Hazrat mentions this poem, Nahi aate nazar, lekin par parwaz aho ke. That, speaking to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that, oh Allah, we can't see you, but we get the sounds, and we're hearing your sounds in our ears and in our hearts all the time. The time of tahajjud, when the friends of Allah are crying, and then they can feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, that this type of friendship is very, very strange. That we don't see you, O Allah, but your words are all the time ringing in our ears. So Allah ta'ala also give us the taste of this closeness by coming in the gathering of our honorable illustrious Shaykh. With this open heart, how we can get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where it starts, Hazrat explains, Muhabbat tera sadqa hai, samar hai tera nazo ka. That this love of Allah is not anybody's own achievement. This is only and solely the fadl and the kindness of Allah. This is a special blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should be begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we beg to Allah ta'ala, Allah draws us to these majalis, where we will get this connection with Allah, this love of Allah, where we will learn how to get it. As a poet says, Ye qadam utte nahi utaye jate hain. Hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. That we didn't come on our own. Don't think our legs, we lifted it and we drove the car. Allah inspired in the heart. And when the person, the more talab you get, the more Allah Ta'ala brings you with that focus. So Hazrat says, then this love of Allah that I've got to Allah is only your sadqa. And how did this? But tera nazo ka, samar hai tere nazo ka. This is the fruits of making, of bearing that naz. As our Hazrat explains many times, naz is like a wife shows towards a husband. Husband does everything for her. He provides her, gives her all her maintenance, everything, brings everything at home. But she still acts like the boss. And our Hazrat explains, she's got the right, and we should give them the right. They have got, they are the queen of the home. So we bear that, when a man bears that, he enjoys his married life. But when he wants to say, I'm the boss, so similarly when we come to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mashayikh, they actually make our tarbiyat. And sometimes they will tell us certain things like this. Sometimes they will tell us in love, we think, oh, Hazrat only loves me. The next time Hazrat makes our islah, and we think, oh, I'm picked out. No, this naz, if we bear it, then we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see the fruits of this. Jo main ye nashr karta hu khazane tere raazon ka, Then Hazrat says that this what I am writing and this what I am talking about, this love of Allah in the poems, this is all from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah ta'ala inspires in my heart. Then, as Hazrat explains many a time, all the poems that Hazrat has written is not that Hazrat just started thinking about. Middle of the night, Hazrat got up and the pen just started moving. So this is all the secrets of Allah Ta'ala that has been inspired in the hearts of our Dara Shaykh, and Hazrat has penned it down for our benefit, how we can learn to get this great love of Allah. And as Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar, many mashayikh have come to our country. But when our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, the whole picture changed. Everybody knew ibadat is important, namaz, the sawab, etc., going out in jamaat. But when Hazrat came, he explained the greatest thing is the love of Allah. And when the love of Allah comes, enjoyment of deen is different. Forget your dunya, you do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First Hazrat says, Zameen par hai, magar kya raabta hai arsh-e-azam par, azim se, nahi aate nazar, lekin par parwaz aho ki. Hazrat says that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we on the arsh, we on the first, we on the ground. Like we see the men of Allah, they sitting with us, they with us. But what connects? Their connection is with the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are sitting here with us, but they in the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat explained on one occasion, when Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Gari rahmatullahi alayhi was giving a bayan, and our Dada Shaykh was there, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was in that bayan also, when Abral Haq Sahib, and then Hazrat dropped his head for a while in between the bayan. And then Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi kept our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib and said, Hazrat, is waqt hamare saath nahi. He's gone to the arsh of Allah. He's got, and all the time they have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we think they walking with us, they sitting with us, but their marifah, their recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us a glimpse of this. Nahi aate nazar, and outwardly, obviously, in this world, we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever may be, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he enjoyed the talk of Allah and he said, oh Allah, I want to see you. Allah said, no, in this world, lan taran, you can't see me in this world. Then just make sabr. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, oh Allah, we can't see you, but we're getting the sounds of your sounds of your love talk is coming to us. And this reality they get, as Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasim explains, when a person making his salah and he's saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah is replying, Hamidani Abdi. We don't hear this because our spiritual taste buds are still weak and our spiritual connection is far weak. But the friends of Allah, they actually hear the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat says, what is the condition of the world today? And today even worse. Jidhar dekho, fidai ishq fani husn fani par. That wherever you see today, people are just overtaken with artificial love, illicit love affairs, overtaken with artificial beauty, this world, whether it's woman, whether it's sports, whether it's entertainment, politics, going to different parties, etc., wherever you see today, this is how our taste buds has become so spoiled. Even good people, we want to attend the wedding functions, mixed gathering, etc. So Hazrat says we are just giving our life over this artificial infatuation, which is no reality. How sad it is. Fida Allah par hai qalb waja Allah wale se. Those hearts that are sacrificed upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the life and the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our honorable Shaykh, we come here to learn how to give our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat says in another poem of his, that hame kuch khabar nahi thi, tere dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashikon se seekha, tere sange dard pe manna. Wallah, we didn't know there's a thing like your love. When we came in the company of your lovers, and we learned and we saw their lifestyle, how they give their lives to you, then we realize this is the main thing we should be crying for, dying for, working for, and coming here therefore. So as it says, the friends of Allah, their hearts are just fida. Tujhe dhoka na de, fani bhuto ki arzi rangat. Kabhi dekhoge to tum kabron mein abtar haal laashon ke. Hazrat says, don't be overtaken. Now Hazrat is giving the treatment that you infatuated with this outward world. Here's the treatment. Just think, don't be deceived with this outward, the beauty of this idols, whether it's a woman, whether it's our cars, whether it's our entertainment, our businesses, whatever. This is temporary, artificial beauty. It's not even beauty in any case. When our eyes have got cataract, we can't see clear. So when we got the cataract of dunya, we see this dunya to be beautiful. But when we come here and we get the cataract of the eyes of the hearts clear, then we see definitely this is a dhoka. It's just a big deception. So Hazrat says, don't let this artificial, temporary beauty deceive you of all these idols. Because, just think of the reality. Everything is going into the qabr. When you go, when you see the reality of that body in the qabr, jo qabr kohan hoti, jo mushayyan badalta, muattar kafan ta, na tare kafan reh gaya, na udwe badan reh gaya. He says that body that was fresh and healthy and put even into a beautiful coffin and put a lot of itar on that coffin. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, the Damat Barakatun explained so beautifully that our Dara Shaykh used to say that you don't have to waste your itar on the coffins. You don't even, that is not really a sunnah to put. But say mubayyat coffin, that white coffin that they are put in, and you put that body into the qabr, just after a few days, open, dig up that grave and you'll see. Not a string of that coffin is left, you'll just see the bones, decomposed bones of that body. So as it says, let us not be overtaken by this artificial beauties of this world. The real, the lesson we have to take, jo hai le dil ke juto se lage hai khaak ke zarre, sharf haasil hai unko motiyo par chaaj shaho ke. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, forget the value of the personality himself, the friends of Allah, ahle dil, those who got hearts. Allahu Akbar. We all got hearts. But why are certain people called ahle dil, those who got hearts? Because they have realized the value of their hearts. Jisne tumhe dil diya, unko tumhare dil de do. Yet who gave you your heart, give your heart to that great personality, Allah. Allah will value your heart. And when you've given your heart to Allah, then forget your personality. When that friend of Allah walks, and the sand particles and that dust that gathers on the shoes, that dust is far more valuable than the pearls and the jewels that are on the crown of the king of the time. To be get overtaken with the king's crown and artificial beauty, but we don't know the value of the dust of the shoes of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize how honorable our these gatherings are in the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Imam Arum rahmatullah used to say, yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, behtar asad sala ta'ad beriya. That just a moment in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. And Hakim al-Ummat, Allah of the Mawlana Shafali Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, clarified the heart of Mufti Azam Pakistan, Mufti Shafi Sahib, that he had this little doubt that 100 years ibadat, and he asked his Shaykh, Hazrat, this poem I don't understand. Hazrat immediately made out and said, you think the poet overstated? Say, gee, Hazrat, I think it's overstated. Hazrat said, it's understated. It's supposed to be lag zamana, 100,000 years is far better, just that one moment in the company of the friends of Allah. But we have to come with a niyat for the pleasure of Allah only, open-hearted, that nur and kafiyat of ihsan in their hearts to penetrate my heart in all our hearts. Further, Hazrat says, chaman mein jaisi hoti anadil ki pazirai, tahi wo martaba hoti hai sehrao mein zaho ke. Allah, but Hazrat gives the beautiful a comparison that you see in the garden, all the beautiful nightingales are spread out and enjoying themselves in that garden. What a beautiful scene. Like the lovers of Allah, the gatherings of the ashiks, how beautiful it looks. Where can you compare that gathering to the crows in the deserts? The crows in the deserts, they are flying, they think they've got company, but what company? It's like people in this world that are in parties and they think they're enjoying themselves in their clubs. But they don't know what is enjoyment. Let them come here to the gatherings of the friends of Allah. Then they'll see what is a real garden. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that lizzati zikri naami khuda hai chaman. Ghafla ki dunya hai dashto daman. When you get the enjoyment of just taking the name of Allah, then you're in a garden. And the obedience of Allah. Otherwise you're in a desert and in a desolate place. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں مگر کچھ اہلِ دل ہے آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں سے. اللہ اکبر. حضرت says that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they with us all together, they sitting with us, But they separate. They with Allah, connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat explained, they have to come down because the commandment of Allah, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. Allah ta'ala addressing Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasun, that make letter sabr. When sit in the gathering of your friends, and also, like our Hazrat says, the friends of Allah, their plane is flying high by the arsh of Allah. If they just remain there, useless people like us, how they will pick us up and take us with? So Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah says, land your plane. Make little sabr, sit amongst these useless people like myself, that know uncultured, we don't even know the adab of the sheikh, etc. They make sabr for our sake. But in the process, they take us fly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, only those, very few, even those special friends of Allah. Magar kuch ahle dil, only few of the ahle dil are aware of this, that the friends of Allah are sitting with us, but they are connected, they by the arsh of Allah. They right on top by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we explained that Insular Mana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Garu, few friends of Allah could recognize this. وہ کرگز جو کسی مردہ پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر وہ کیا جانے وہ کیا رتبہ ہے ان کے شہبازوں کے. Allah Akbar. Hazrat now gives us this great lesson and says that vulture that gives its life on carrion, dead animal, when the lions have done the dung, they kill, they eat up the carcass, everything that leftover is left for 2-3 days, and it's got a stench, it's stinking. The vultures are enjoying that. And like our Hazrat explained, that we also don't realize the spiritual diseases are worse than that stench. We make ghibat, etc. to the malaika, it's like that dead carrion. They run away from it. And we enjoying our ghibat, myself first, Allah give me tawfiq, that we purify ourselves from these spiritual diseases. We make effort and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat says, we like this eating carrion, like these vultures. What do these vultures know about those eagles that sway high in the sky and they get the prey for the kings? In other words, they are by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their enjoyment of life, we don't understand. But when we come here and we sit with open hearts, Allah ta'ala's swazal and karam, Allah gives us just a brief taste and idea of what is the true love of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.